August is peak divorce month, apparently, as I understand it, around the United States. What's the divorce picture in the United States right now? Are we doing better on that? In other words, less of a divorce rate? Are we doing worse? Are we kind of staying about the same here?
No, we know that August is a peak divorce month, and it may be partly the heat. More wars also break out in August, and we're certainly seeing in the media, we've got Anna Faris and Chris Pratt having a high-profile separation. Anthony Scaramucci's wife has filed for divorce, so we certainly see the evidence of it all around us. We also know that empty nesters are at higher risk. One in five will divorce, and that's partly because the kids are out of the house, and if they were just staying together for the kids, they're looking around at each other and saying, I don't even like you anymore. I barely even know you anymore. And that, unfortunately, puts them at high risk for divorcing at this time of the year.
Now, what is your new book on this about? I understand you've written a book here on this just recently.
Yes. Well, I, too, was on the brink of divorce. And my husband and I went to marriage counseling because I knew that I was working hard on the relationship and he was the problem. So I just wanted the marriage counselor to fix him so I could finally be happy, because I think that's how it's supposed to work. But, of course, it didn't work. And we became the most hopeless. And I was very certain I was going to file for divorce. The only problem was I was too embarrassed to get divorced. So instead, I decided to ask women who had been married for what seemed like an eternity for their tips on how to stay married and be happy about it. And what emerged were what I now call the six intimacy skills. And I remember I was trying some of their suggestions, which seemed crazy to me at the time. And as I'd been practicing them for a little while, I remember I walked in the door and my husband's face lit up. He was happy to see me again. And I thought, wow, this is working. And now I'm on a mission to make sure that all women get these six intimacy skills. There was no relationships 101 at my school. I don't know if there was at yours, but we don't commonly see anywhere where we can learn these. So the six intimacy skills are in The Empowered Wife, the six surprising secrets for attracting your husband's time, attention, and affection.
Can you quickly list those six skills just in brief, or maybe even just a few of them?
Sure. So one of the first things I realized about how I was contributing to the demise of my marriage, the downfall of my marriage, was that I was controlling my husband. I thought that I knew better, and I could just help improve him a little bit by telling him how to be more ambitious at work, how to dress better, how to eat healthier, and then I couldn't understand why he was avoiding me. So one of the cheat phrases I use that gives me an unfair advantage in relinquishing that inappropriate control, which in turn restores the intimacy, is whatever you think. And I'll give you a quick example of this. One woman decided that she was going to start using this phrase to relinquish inappropriate control of her husband. And so the first thing he said was, hey, I need you to tell me what to do about this cell phone plan. Which plan do you want me to pick? Because that's how she trained him, to always ask for her input before he made any decisions. And then she was complaining he couldn't make any decisions, but that's another matter. So she just said to him, hey, whatever you think, Doug, you do whatever you think. And he looked at her kind of funny, and he asked her again, no, I need you to tell me what I should do with this cell phone plan. And she stuck to her guns. She said, whatever you think, I trust you. And he went away, made the decision about the cell phone plans, and that night he put his hand on her shoulder and said, you were so nice today. And tears just rolled down her cheeks, and they crawled into the same bed for the first time in 6 months. And that was 15 years ago, and she still gets tears in her eyes when she talks about how wonderful her marriage is now, and what a shame it would have been to have thrown that all away just because she didn't have any instructions on how to create the intimacy she was craving in her relationship.
Interesting. Now, you're saying that you are on a mission to end divorce worldwide, especially during this month. That sounds pretty daunting. What do you think your success chances are?
Well, when I first started trying to save my own marriage, I never dreamed I would have a platform where there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of women all over the world. My books are published in 19 languages in 30 countries, and now I have a coaching organization with dozens of coaches, and we serve so many women. So I never expected any of this to happen. But as I just follow my marching orders, I follow the instructions that I get in the best possible way, the yearnings of my soul. This is what I most want to do, and it's just just the most gratifying thing to have all these, we get emails every day from women saying, you saved my marriage. How can I ever thank you? And we have success stories going back since 2001, so many years. So for me, it's a big job. It's a daunting job. I certainly can't do it on my own, and I'm not doing it on my own. I'm surrounded by many other women who feel equally passionate about this mission. Confucius said that in order to put the world right, we have to first put our own country right. In order to put our own country right, we have to first put our own home right. And in order to put our own homes right, we have to first put our own hearts right. And that's exactly what we're doing. The intimacy skills are the best self-improvement program I've ever undertaken, and I just want every woman to know about them.
Great. Well, I assume your book's available all the usual ways?
It is, yes. We have something fun going on right now. We have the Get Cherished Challenge. If you go to getcherished.com, you can read a free chapter of The Empowered Wife, and you can also sign up to get some experiments mailed into your inbox that you can try, some cheat phrases you can try in your relationship to see how they work for you. Women call this the Rosetta Stone of talking to a man. And many women report that they feel like they have a new husband in about 2 weeks of starting to practice the intimacy skills.
Well, great. Okay. Well, best luck on your campaign, and I think we've got everything we need, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Harmon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.